This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome back to The Infinite Game with Simon Sinek. Hope you enjoyed our YouTube video. On our last episode today, we are going to talk about investing or gambling. You know, I spend most of my life in the financial world, which is heavily influenced on how people handle investing. One of the biggest challenges that people have is confusion over what investing actually means. And I think the reason is that the news, social media, the whole system seems to do its best to convince people that investing is actually all about short-term winners and losers, and that individuals have very little control over their situation. And ironically, at the same time, you catch these ads on TV, watch a football game or a baseball game or any TV really anymore, and what do you have? You have all these ads for sports gambling where they talk about how well you can do. They talk about how all the stats that they have. They know every conceivable stat out there, and that somehow is supposed to give you the upper hand. As if gambling were designed for you to be a winner most of the time. Per the definition of investing, the primary purpose is to generate a return of capital over the long term. Long term. Build wealth by putting money into assets such as stocks, bonds, and real estate with the expectation of earning income or capital appreciation over the long term. The definition of gambling: to win money quickly or to entertain oneself. It often involves a chance of luck. Turn on the news on Monday morning. Turn on the financial news. Is it gambling or is it investing? Regarding risk and return, investing is generally associated with a calculated approach to risk. Investors analyze various factors. I would say good investors do. A lot of investors don't. They conduct research and diversify portfolios to manage risk. Returns are expected over, you guessed it, the long term. Gambling is typically characterized by higher levels of uncertainty and luck. The outcome is often determined by chance, and the risk of losing money is unusually high. Kind of sounds like sports betting, doesn't it? Gambling activities may provide quick wins, but also come with a higher risk of substantial loss. No wonder why people are struggling. You got these marketing machines out there. They're doing everything they can to get people to stop thinking about the long term. That's boring anyhow. If you're thinking long term, you may not check in today because you're not worried about today. We need to obsess over controlling everything right now. Obsess over worrying, being afraid of, or getting excited about right now. As if nothing other than right now will ever matter again. Does anybody wonder why anxiety and neuroticism seems to be at all times highs? As I'm going through Simon's work on The Just Cause, I've had a realization that finite thinking is much like gambling. And infinite thinking is very much like investing. Just like investing, people are often too impatient to wait for long-term returns. They sell out just before something goes big. Just like with investing, people bail on a strategy because of short-term volatility. It's not doing good right now. It must be horrible. Just like with investing, people jump on the current fads or the hot tip. And they lose their focus on what's going to make them successful long term. When we do these things, we are crossing the line from investing to gambling. And worse, people don't even realize they're doing it. Never had anybody say, well, geez, you know, instead of investing, instead of worrying about my future, I'm going to gamble today because I'm afraid. The reason gambling is finite is because it is limiting. You are playing a game of predetermined odds that require more skill than luck, more luck than skill. And the more you gamble, the more likely the house is going to win. Investing is infinite because it opens you up to all the unlimited opportunities of the future. And there's no limit to how big you can get or what you might be able to achieve. And successful investing requires, here it is, more skill than luck. Skill is something you can control. Luck is something you can't. Control your future. Focus on the infinite. Start investing. Rely on skills that you can control. Eliminate the need for luck. Resist the temptation to gamble. And don't obsess over the finite.